Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on the third day of August. We are now into the month of August here in South Florida. 888-760-3776, the number to jump in on the Golf Talk. Just getting started this morning, and joining us now on the line is PGA Tour Pro Kenny Perry, the 16th ranked player in the world. He's got 3 wins on the year. Kenny, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple of minutes.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, great to talk to you because you are really playing very well right now. It started back in late May with your victory at Muirfield Village in the Memorial in Jack Nicklaus's tournament. Then you come back a couple months later and win the Buick Open. And then just a few weeks ago, you win the John Deere Classic in Illinois. So you've got 3 victories on the season. You've pretty much clinched the goal that you set out for at the beginning of the year, which was to make the American Ryder Cup team. So you must be pretty thrilled right now with the way your season is going.
Very excited. That was actually a dream, not a goal. You know, I was probably 120th in the world back in January, February of this year, and it was just a dream of mine to get back to Valhalla, get back to my home state, get back in front of the people, my friends, my family. And, you know, I lost the 96 PGA there to Mark Brooks, and, you know, I just need to go back there. For whatever reason, I need to close the chapter of that book, and I just want to go back there and represent my country and hopefully play well, hopefully win that cup back. They've killed us the last 5 times.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The Europeans have won. Well, they've won the last 3 in a row and 4 of the last 5. The only American win over the last decade was 1999 at Brookline. That 96 PGA at Valhalla that you lost to Mark Brooks, there was a big controversy because you were in the tower with Jim Nance there after your round before Brooks had holed out on 18. And many people thought they criticized you for that. Do you look back and have any regrets because of that?
No regrets. No, it was 100 degrees that day. You know what? I was loose. He was only a couple groups behind me. I was just sitting there watching and enjoying it, soaking it in the moment. And I hit a good drive on the playoff hole. Killed it right down the middle. I just was pumped up. I hit it 20 yards too far, and it the bunker shot directly out, horizontal out from the edge of the rough, and it didn't go in the bunker. It went in the there's about a 4-foot cut of rough before the bunker, and it got in that bluegrass. It rolled completely through the fairway into that, and I struggled from then on. But you know, I thought I did it right. I did it my way, and that's the way I wanted to do it.
PGA Tour Pro and Kentucky native Kenny Perry joining me here on the line. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. And Kenny, next major up is the final major of the year next week in Detroit at Oakland Hills. And there's a lot of people that are saying if you end up winning this PGA Championship, then all of a sudden there's going to be another controversy. Who's player of the year, Tiger Woods or yourself? Both of you guys would have 4 wins in a major. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, he's player of the year. I mean, the guy's only, he's played 6 events. He's still ahead of everybody in FedEx points and wins. And he was what a show he put on one leg at the Open. So, you know, it's neat to be talked about with him. I still think he's player of the year. But still, I got a lot to do. I got to figure out a way to win there. That's where I played on the 2004 Ryder Cup team. Hal Sutton was our captain.
Right.
We got killed. Golf course beat us all up. It's a tough track, and look forward to going back there and playing it in a stroke play event, and hopefully, you know, I can have some success there. But you know, we don't need to worry about none of that if it actually happens. Then we'll let the public vote on that.
All right, good enough. Well, let me ask you this: Tiger Woods will not be on the Ryder Cup team this year, which of course is the weekend of September 19th to the 21st at Valhalla in Kentucky. Obviously, the surgery ending his season, so. Number one player in the world, number one player in the FedEx Cup points, number one player Ryder Cup point standings, won't be on the team. Does every other person on that team try to take more on their shoulders? I mean, how does that work?
Well, I hope so. I think all the players now will be accountable for because, you know, we always leaned on him. You know, a poor guy, he must have broad back and tired shoulders carrying all of us all these times, it seems like. I know he's not got a great Ryder Cup record, but, you know, a lot's asked of him. A lot is demanded from him, and you know what? It's tough carrying the world sometimes, and you know what? But I think now that he's out, our team, I think we're going to get closer together. I think we'll all need to be, you know, play great golf, and I think, you know, I think we're going to be a tough mesh team. I think we'll be tough mentally, and I think, you know, it's going to be a great year for us. I just think we're going to win that thing.
How many conversations have you had recently, maybe the last month or 6 weeks, with Paul Azinger?
Just one. He told me, after I won for the second time, he told me, just don't get complacent. He says, you're on the team. I'm tickled you made the team. He says, I was probably going to pick you anyway, But you sure took a lot of pressure off of me now. I don't have to worry about picking you. And I can, you know, pick somebody else in my four captains' picks. So we had a good conversation. He told me to feel free to call him anytime with any advice, who I think I'd like to play with, who he might, you know, be a good pick for him. You know, just give him, you know, I'm out here with the guys each and every week. And, you know, if I can give him a little insight on certain players that might make our team stronger, that's what I'm going to do.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and I'm joined on the line by 12-time PGA Tour winner Kenny Perry, who, of course, is in action this weekend in Ohio at the WGC Bridgestone, the final WGC event of the year, and then the week after that, the final major championship of the year in Detroit at Oakland Hills. Kenny, as far as your season goes, you're playing this week at the WGC, you're playing next week at the PGA Championship. Do you take a week off after that?
I'll play the FedEx Cup. We got three of those, and then we have a week off, and then the Ryder Cup. I've got a busy schedule. I'm playing a lot of weeks.
So you're taking off Wyndham, and then you're going to play the FedEx Cup as long as you last through it.
Exactly.
And then the Ryder Cup after that.
Correct.
It's a dream year for you. I know this is something that you've been planning on the entire season. I really hope it goes well for you and the Americans as well, as you know they've been in quite a drought, as we talked about. Before I let you go, there's one last thing I got to ask you, and I've read that you are a huge gearhead, and you've got a bunch of muscle cars up there in Kentucky. Tell me about that.
Chevy all the way, baby. I drag race. I'm a drag racer. I've got a 6-second outlaw car that I run, you know, it runs over 200 miles an hour in the quarter mile. And it's just, I've always had Chevrolets for whatever reason. I've got 55s and 69, 68 Camaros, 67 Chevy 2 Novas, just built a garage in behind my house. I'm that kid who tears stuff apart and then tries to figure out how to fix it. So that's kind of my off time, my freedom, my get away from golf deal. And just, I got that need for speed, you know.
Is this something that might take you away from the Champions Tour once you're 50? Are you going to focus on that more than
golf?
No,
you can't make any money in racing. Yeah, I plan on playing some on the Champions Tour. I'm not going to commit to anything. You know, if my body stays well and I stay healthy and everything's going good and my family's good and kids are good. I got one getting married November the 15th, and my son's graduating this year. And my little girl, she's a junior at SMU, so we're close to getting everybody out of the house. So Sandy and I are empty nesters. Today's our 26-year wedding anniversary, and we're just enjoying life right now.
Well, congratulations on all that. Happy anniversary
all right,
to you. Congratulations on your kids. And you got a birthday coming up next week. You'll be 48 years old next Sunday, August 10th. So congratulations on all those things, and thanks for spending some time
all right,
with me.
You got it. Thank you.
Thanks, Kenny.
Bye-bye.
There he is, Kenny Perry, the 16th player in the world rankings. He's number two this year in both the FedEx Cup point standings and money, but number one's Tiger Woods. So we realize Kenny Perry effectively first in the FedEx Cup point standings, 20,824, and he's effectively first for the money title, $4,456,000. He's also first this year in scoring average. His scoring average for the season, 69.4. That's first on the PGA Tour, and his all-around ranking is fifth. He's the fifth best player in the all-around ranking. Stuart Sink is first, Anthony Kim second, Adam Scott third, Chad Campbell fourth, and Kenny Perry fifth in the all-around ranking, which combines every single statistical category: driving distance, driving accuracy, scoring average, putting average, birdies per round, all that stuff. Kenny Perry, at the age of 47, Pat, he's having his best year as a PGA Tour pro.